T-minus 52. Drive-in, Birchwood, Colorado. As was always the case during events of extraterrestrial importance, New Care Grill and Bar and Grill had been particularly busy all day as locals and tourists vied to secure their spots inside before the broadcast from Buenos Aires began. A public appearance from Leisha was rare, and as the site of his most famous appearance of all, the drive-in was the place to be. Henry McCarthy, always a proud father, was today an anxious one. He understood why Leisha needed a familiar face to feel secure among a large human crowd, and he understood why Dan hadn't wanted to leave Emma and Piper again so soon after his difficult trip to New York. The difficulty of that trip was primarily what unsettled Henry today, because whereas Dan could turn the other cheek to public harassment and even embarrassment to present a calm exterior, however much it hurt on the inside, Clark couldn't. Clark could certainly take care of himself and anyone else he cared about, but his threshold of who or what counted as a threat seemed to have lowered significantly in recent months. He had snapped at reporters, rebuked members of the public for taking what he considered invasive photos of him and Tara, and according to Phil, had even grown suspicious of the Secret Service agents who President Slater had personally tasked with the McCarthy's protection. In a country where he didn't speak the language and had no human friends to lean upon, Henry worried that Clark's trip might cause more problems than it solved, particularly as he didn't quite understand what problems it was supposed to be solving in the first place. But as gasps filled the air around him and a sudden hush followed, Henry knew it was go time. He looked up at the grill's main TV and saw Leisha's small craft descending from the sky above Buenos Aires. "He'll be safe with Leisha, whatever happens," Henry thought to himself, remembering how the alien had protected Dan and Tara from eggs and paint just a few days earlier. "Leisha will keep him safe."